of Tied Together.
Work for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's Tuesday, the 24th of April, 2012. And it's quite beautiful here in the state of Minnesota. Yeah, with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that is not here right now. He's on his way back from the college, folks. He'll pick up with us in just a couple minutes here. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice to pro-murders, they call themselves the pro-choicers, you know, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to go out online, check us out, please do. We're quite famous these days. sonsoflibertyradio.com, go ahead and check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and push the like. Give us your feedback. Stay in tune. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, you could go on to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E Bradley, double E Bradley. And no, I'm not going to start rapping for you. Folks, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, that's Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why not? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Thank you, Carrie. Did you guys hear her? She stepped up to the plate. I totally appreciate that. Will you throw that NBC piece up here, folks, for me? Thank you. If you haven't been to MRC just recently, folks, Media Research Center, NBC is now coming forward acknowledging their error with full knowledge of what they were doing on the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. Just think about all the death threats because of this omission on the behalf of NBC. On the behalf of NBC, we take a look at George Zimmerman and the life, I don't know, the threats, his safety, talking about killing him now. Why is that, folks? Because there's people out there that actually believe what the press has to say. But what's happening now is it's taking the people in America just a couple months. They had to wait for the president of these United States to say something about how Trevon looks like Obama's kid to figure out, you know what, we better look into this. If the president said it, we know he's not telling us the truth. It's just like when he shows up for someone's candidacy, what does he do? He ruins it for that candidate. Well, it's the same thing here. When he says white, everybody looks black. And when he says black, everybody looks to the white. He says east, people look to the west. And that's exactly what you should do with an administration like this. This is totalitarianism, folks. But to go back to NBC, the president has corrected. I can't see it up on the screen here. NBC admits it should have corrected falsely edited Zimmerman 911 call. Oh, do you think, NBC? Huh. I wonder if maybe they took his house and put it up online. It wasn't one of the community that actually, you know, takes Zimmerman's address and puts it up online and tweets it to all of his friends. Wow. I wonder if the DOJ's all over them guys, folks, you think? I would think they should. And by the way, it's the NBC president that's admitting his network should have corrected the falsely edited Zimmerman 911 call. No, they should be held legally accountable, folks. And if I was Zimmerman, I'd be all over it. The terror that man has went through because of what the media has promulgated, it's incredible, folks. But if you'd like to check that out, go to Media Research Center, Media Research Center. It's on the front page. Is it out there, guys? Is it really out there? I mean, people really picking up on this? No, I understand it, MRC.org. But is it out there? Oh, other people aren't picking it up. Folks, the main state-run media, they're not picking it up because I guess they don't want you to know this is how they make their money, by destroying people's lives in one way or another, by reporting misinformation, falsified information. So there's not a whole lot of people out there picking it up, huh? That's interesting. Oh, really? So it's a conservative outlet, folks, that's actually reporting on this. Yeah, I was trying to figure out why you didn't see it on these other outlets. You'd think they'd be all over it. But no, see, they wouldn't be in business, guys, if they corrected themselves. See, what has to happen is the American people need to stand up and correct them for them. They say what they want to say, and they think there's no consequence to the things that they say. But we'll see what happens as we roll forward in time. Folks, last week I was talking about a program that I'm going to be sharing with a college. Actually, it's tonight. And I'm going to give you the intro to that, and I'm just going to give you a little food for thought. And I bet you, you've never thought about what I'm going to share with you. Pretty cool stuff. Got Bradley. Jake should be here in a minute. 1-877-807-9977 or sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Wow. Folks, real quick. In a stunning admission to the New York Times' David Carr on Monday, NBC News President Steve Capus confessed that the network made a mistake in not issuing a correction on air for falsely editing a 911 call by accused Trayvon Martin shooter George Zimmerman. The reality is that we didn't try to hide it from it, he said. That's exactly what he said. I did interviews with a lot of publications to get the message out, but we probably should have done it on our own air. Oh, you think? Wow. Carr related his conversation with Capus to readers. Mr. Capus said that they were so busy cleaning up the mess inside our own halls that they neglected to loop in the audience. In that sense, the process was probably too self-reflective, he added. And just a side note to Mr. Capus, NBC can still issue a correction on air at any time. And I can tell you why they're probably not. Because someone's probably going to end up taking them to court sooner or later. Matter of fact, Zimmerman just went out on bail yesterday for $150,000. And they're talking about getting him when he gets out of jail. Do you see that? Isn't that wonderful? We should be held accountable for that, you think? Who published the report? Wow. You know what, folks? It never hits home until it's you. That's really the truth. And I don't know why that is. I'll tell you why that is, scripturally, because it's a lack of love. The love of many groweth, it waxeth old because of the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. They don't have no care for anybody else but themselves. Let me get over to this intro. Then I'm going to share with the college tonight. I think it's actually pretty cool. Some people are out there probably saying, Bradley, why are you so mellow? I don't know. I'm just kind of laid back. Kind of laid back. A lot on my mind. Been getting up early for the last year and a half. My whole schedule's changing. I got greater responsibilities. I got to make it count because I only have one life. And I have to stand before my Father on that day and give an account on Judgment Day. And I don't want to fail the test, folks. I really don't. And if it's really about Him and His honor, then it's Him who I want to please. Scripture says, a wise son maketh a glad father. I want to be wise in His sight. And do that's what He called me to do. So, anyways, that was my preface. Did you guys like that? All right. On with the discourse. You like that? People think I'm really smart when I use words like that. Folks, you ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Just think about that. You ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? You ever wonder why women can't put on mascara with their mouth closed? I got two producers looking at me right now. They're both of the female persuasion. Why is it that you can't put on mascara with your mouth closed? Why is it that you never see Psychic Wins Lottery? You've never seen that before. I know you haven't. Oh, by the way, neither have we. Psychic Wins Lottery. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why abbreviation is such a long word? Abbreviation. Five syllables? Yeah. Why is abbreviation such a long word, if you ever wondered why? Why is it that the doctor call what they do? Why is it called practice? You ever wonder why? Here, let me say that one again. You ever wonder why doctors call what they do practice? That puts everything into a different perspective, doesn't it? It does for me. You ever wonder why lemon juice is made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? You ever see that on the front of the cartons? Made with real lemon juice? For example, lemonade? Hey, was that existential or what? But then you turn it around and it says like 15% lemon juice. Isn't that kind of deceptive? It's kind of like the way the media reports their news. They say it's real, but they say it's only a small portion. Folks, a little leaving at the whole lump, yeah? A lie is a lie. Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? You ever wonder why? Oxymoron? Contrast? Weird? You ever wonder why the man that invests all your money is called a broker? I've thought of that before. I seen a sign one time, as a matter of fact, a little to the left of the topic, but it said, good people with bad credit. I thought to myself, well, wait. They got bad credit. They're bad stewards of their finances. So how can they be good people with bad credit? Unless they lost their house under this administration like lots of folks have. Wow. Really getting a kick out of myself here, folks. You ever wonder why the man that invests all your money is called a broker? Got to think about it. Food for thought. You ever wonder why? I really think about this all the time. I'm consumed with this thought that I'm going to share with you. You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? I've really thought about that. Question marks. You feel those little question marks going off across your mind? You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? I think about that all the time. As a matter of fact, I live for that thought. I need to know why sheep don't shrink when it rains. That's a logical question, is it not? Come on. I'm talking to my producers here, friends, and they're just ignoring me. Why is it that sheep don't shrink when it rains? Call me, 1-877-807-9977. Tell me. This is logical questioning going on here, folks. 1-877-807-9977. Here's another one. You ever wonder why the time with the slowest traffic is called rush hour? That's going to be my new thought. Yeah, that's going to be second to my first thought. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually flip-flop them, and I'm going to put, you ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? The second to this one, so this will be on the top of my list. You ever wonder why the slowest traffic is called rush hour? Isn't that crazy? You ever wonder why those that kill the baby in the womb are called Planned Parenthood? Boy, that's a thought, isn't it? Or like Obama's a constitutional scholar. You ever wonder why? When he does everything to destroy the Constitution? You ever wonder why? They say the American Civil Liberties Union actually does in reverse what their name means. Wow. You ever wonder why? This is food for thought. Go to the next one. You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? Oh, she's jumping all over this one today, guys. Well, she must have had better coffee than I did. You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? You know, but you got to keep in mind that if these, like Purina, they sell Friskies, if they had mouse-flavored cat food, then what would you need a cat for? See how the bureaucracy works, folks? Of course, I'm being facetious because we got two cats, too. I love them little guys and girls. We actually named our cats Rocky and Adrian. You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? It's an important question to lay to yourself. You ever wonder why Noah never swat those mosquitoes? Remember, he's the guy that took two of every kind into the ark with him before the flood. Why didn't Noah smack or swat both those mosquitoes? I wish he would have. Matter of fact, when I see him on that final day, I'm going to say, Noah, why didn't you smack the two mosquitoes? That was important that you did that, but you didn't do it. You ever wonder why they sterilize the needle for lethal injection? That's crazy business. I mean, you're going to put alcohol into it or on the tip of the needle, and then you're going to inject it into a man that you're killing. Why would you do something like that? You know what, guys? That confuses me. A lot of these wonder whys confuse me because it's actually the opposite of what it's intended to be in a lot of ways. You know, why doesn't the sun darken your hair and lighten your skin? I don't know. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with ExtendoVite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. ExtendoVite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. ExtendoVite has so many benefits that we all should be taking ExtendoVite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about, you ever wonder why? You ever wonder why the time of the slowest traffic is called rush hour? Or you ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? Or do you ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both those mosquitoes? Swat. That's a funny word, swat. Or do you ever wonder why they sterilized the needle for lethal injection? You know that little indestructible black box that is used on airplanes? Why don't they make that? Why don't they make the whole airplane out of that stuff? You ever wonder why? I mean, I would think so. That makes some sense. That would be a little common sense interjected into your thinking, wouldn't it? You ever wonder why they call them apartments? Yet they're all stuck together. I mean, really? This is like backwards. This is upside down, friends. You ever wonder why President Obama hasn't been impeached? That's a good thought, isn't it? All right. I just thought of that. You ever wonder why every president that I can remember has said that word democracy when in fact we're a republic? Huh. Back to these. You ever wonder why they call them apartments when they are all stuck together? Folks, if con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress? Here, I'll say that again. Yep. As a matter of fact, the picture I'm looking at right now, that's exactly what he's doing. He's sleeping on the job. If con is opposite of pro, is if con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress? It must be. It has to be. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I really like to fly. I like taking off and I like landing. I really do. I think it's them large overgrown birds are just absolutely incredible to me that they can get off the ground with two engines. Incredible. But if you ever wonder why, this is what's important. If flying is so safe, then why do they call it the terminal to get in the airplane? I don't like that. Just if people sat back and thought about the things that they do, they're a part of, things they buy because someone said, this is what it does for you. How many scams has there been, folks? But the point is, in other words, you buy worthless products. But going into an airport and just thinking about the name terminal, and again, if flying is so safe, then why do they call it the terminal? I just don't like it. Because most people don't think it through that much. See, folks, I created all these on my time off. I didn't. I'm playing. I just thought it was great food for thought. Because it really is. You ever wonder why people act like they're promised tomorrow? I wonder quite a bit why people act like there's no God. And they live accordingly. You ever wonder what they're going to say when they stand before God on Judgment Day? I do. I think about it all the time. Matter of fact, it's the fear, the filial fear of God that moves me to do the things that I do. By this we know the love of God when we keep His commandments. And when we keep His commandments, you have love your neighbor as you love yourself, which is the fulfilling of the law. That's just kind of how it works because Christ put it there. We got Massey on line one. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Jake is absent. He's derelict in duty, my friend.
Well, I know how shameful of him to do that.
Well, he's going to hear it when he gets back here. And I'm waiting for him to bring
Absolutely.
Me a fresh cup of coffee. Were you going to interject something?
I was going to interject the fact that it is very, very good to ask those kinds of questions, even if they're simple, because they get you to think. I mean, that's the whole point, is everything in the system right now. The media, it's like we talk a lot with a lot of my peers, that the media, they say one thing, you got to look the other way, because that's what they're doing. So it's in the same way, you never wonder why questions, I think it's so good to ask those, because it gets people to go, man, I never thought of that before.
That's the whole point.
That's exactly the whole point of those questions, and I think that's great. So good job. And good on those. You never did answer why sheep don't shrink.
I don't know. I mean, because you're listening to me, my friend. When I put a question mark to people, you don't put a question mark back to me. That's just kind of how it works. I'm asking you, do you ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? You got it? So, let me put the question to you. Okay, then you fulfill. You give me an exclamation. Let's get rid of that question mark. Why is it that sheep don't shrink when it rains out? See, there's not an answer. I know.
There's no answer.
There is. Do you have one, Carrie?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm useless.
Oh, and Heather just throws up on the screen, guys, because rain water is not hot. Wow. Did she go to, like, Centennial High School or something in the state of Minnesota? Thank you for your call. Folks, if you'd like to call in, now is the time, 1-877-807-9977, asking the question and putting it to your candor, have you ever wondered why? You ever wonder why people think we're not a Christian nation when God gave the law through Moses, republicanism, Exodus 18:21? You ever wonder why? You know, I'm looking at some of this program that I'm going to be doing, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, in a serious note, I'm trying to have fun and be a little light here today. But it's absolutely amazing to me. And let me put the question back to you again. You ever wonder why Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, called it Planned Parenthood when she said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infants or infant members is to kill it? That's a serious, you ever wonder why? I mean, that's real serious. And then when you go to, like, let's say, for example, let's say we go to the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, right? Civil Liberties Union. You ever wonder why they call themselves that? When in fact, their founder said, Roger Baldwin, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. He said, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, said, communism is the goal. I mean, that's some serious business, folks. That's some very serious business. You ever wonder why a government in a state of terror is trying to disarm its program? Pretty crazy stuff. Because to disarm a nation only agrees with an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin or a Mao Zedong. Huh. And our founders told us never to trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. You'd think our government in a state of terror, friends, would be decrying that mentality and empowering the people throughout this country to arm themselves to protect all of us. Huh. You got Kelly, line one. You got Bradley. Jake is derelict of duty today. And go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, hello. I just speaking in regards to what's been going on the past couple of days, and obviously you're speaking in that, at that college tonight. And I just thought, you ever wonder why in the world the state college or the state Republican Party would denounce somebody that stands on the same principles they claim to stand on?
And it's, are you asking me seriously, or are we having fun?
Well, kind of both. I mean, one, it's absolutely and utterly ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
They're the ones, even in the thought of.
I mean, Kelly, I could understand if I knew them. I could understand if I was called and talked to. None of that's ever taken place. And it's interesting that these people at the GOP in the state of Minnesota, when the media caps on them, they cry out to everybody in their little circles saying, you know it's not true. The media said it. But as long as there's someone that they can throw under the bus, what they do is they jump on the same bandwagon with the media because they just feel better about themselves by demeaning someone or defaming someone or slandering someone because they think that their light gets a little bit brighter by putting mine out, when in fact it works just the exact opposite. So in saying all that, I think it's really ridiculous what's going on there. And I think it's really ridiculous that they're, you know, attempting to demean anybody or blacklist, quote unquote, as they said, anybody that would have an event there that would only merely expose the rigid edge or the crooked stick when you lay the straight one next to it. And I think that's exactly what's happening. I'm not going there in any sense of the word to disrupt anything. I'm going there to educate. I think the best thing the GOP could have done is simply sat back and shut their mouths. What's interesting is they came out against us, and yesterday they got their building shut down because they couldn't afford to pay for it. That was the stupidest thing they could have did, and they did it. And the other thing is they might want to find another ministry to do it with because we're not just going to roll over and take it. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll come right back. Thank you for your call, Kelly. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look who just came in the door. Hey, folks, look at the cat drug in.
Thanks, Kitty.
Oh, my goodness. Meow.
I didn't lose any hair yet.
Well, that's not true. I was just looking on the...
I was hoping I could slip that in.
There's a new online called the Online Rug.
Ooh.
And you just throw it on top. You just go ahead and throw it on top of your...
Can it, the rug?
You're bald.
Do you think anybody else will notice? Like my temples?
No. I'm trying to think of
the Mr. Clean.
No. We'll just go on. But where have you been?
Been at the campus.
Okay.
We talked a little bit about yesterday, a little bit about Friday.
Okay.
Things are going very well. There's definitely a lot of people talking about this event down there at the campus. Again, we encourage you, if you're in the state of Minnesota, you want to get out there to see this. I had a guy call me from Mankato and said, "Boy, I've been reading about all this stuff. You're still on, right? Because I'm planning on bringing, you know, myself and a friend to come up and check out this event." Folks, the students are talking about it, and even the staff is talking about it.
I just got a call right before you came in here. Mm-hmm. You know what the problem is? She asked me what I thought of. You ever wonder why the GOP came and attacked us? I can say this with all surety and clarity of heart and mind. There's just a generation gap.
Totally.
And that's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. And they don't get it. And what happens is when you stand against their compromise, they don't want anybody to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to go, hey, listen, if this is the way you get famous, folks, I want another job.
Exactly.
Because this is not something you apply for. I just simply love my generation. Mm-hmm. I love my posterity enough to fight for them. And it's amazing how the leftists, you know, in this country, the Marxists, the socialists, because that's what they are, they just target anybody that stands against any of their agendas. And what they do is they lay on that purpose, that person, and vilify and demonize until people at length believe it.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and expose the media all day,
mm-hmm.
but when these liars get involved and then they report, they believe the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I've said before, and once they're found out to be liars, nobody cares about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Who cares? It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think I think the bottom line is there's just a huge generation gap. And I don't say that to anybody, but I think what we do is if we could just look back four generations and say, hey, look at if you look at those that are in front of us right now, folks, these guys, a lot of them, not all of them, these are the ones that have forgotten about us. And how do you say that in a nice way? And it's those people that get mad at me for what I do because I'm exposing them for what they're. And it's also interesting. Side note. If I was out there promoting every ungodly thing known to mankind, they'd have no problem with me.
Yeah.
But because I don't act like them, I don't fall the way they fall, because I don't stand for anything and they fall for everything, they don't know what to do with me.
Yeah.
They don't know how to pigeonhole me, so they got to figure out, okay, what agendas are we pushing right now? Let's demonize them there. Yeah. And that's all they're doing. And the fact of the matter is what's coming out now is the demonizing that they're laying on me really goes back to someone that actually reported false information.
Yeah.
And nobody has asked me, this is what's real interesting, folks. Never one time have I had a reporter ask me what I do that has lied about me incessantly. Never. Folks, I do high school assemblies. That's it. Once that's known, guess what it's going to do? Mm-hmm. It's going to shut their mouths.
Yeah. So this youth advocate is the monster we've all
heard
about?
You're not like going after a particular people? No, I'm protecting a particular people that are under attack. That's it. It's that simple. But if people don't know who I am, and that's what they've left people in the dark with, same thing with Zimmerman, same thing with Martin. Same exact scenario. Just omit the information.
Yep. Same thing over history, because as you see, there's certain people get a hold of the textbooks that can fashion form things and then teach it as though it's intellectual. But what I've seen just at the campus, if there is any feedback or kickback, I should say kickback, not just feedback, because there's a lot of feedback. But if there is any kickback, it's always on those reports that they don't know, they've only heard about. And when it comes down to
it, are they in context? Are they in a hole? Are they omitted? Are they stopped and started where they want to? It's never in whole.
It's about the misleading.
If you're a criminal, you belong in jail. I don't care who you are. End of story.
Yeah. That's not controversial.
No,
that's
no.
The way liberty
it's
is
not
secured.
Controversial until you begin to point out a particular people that are committing crimes. How come it's not in the news, Jake, that if someone steals, they belong in jail?
That's a given,
bigot.
Right? Yeah.
How come it's not out there that I say if you kill somebody, you know what, he thinks you should go to jail? I didn't see that out there.
How about encouraging kids not to commit suicide?
I think a politician that lies belongs in jail. Because he's sabotaging freedom for everybody that he's supposed to represent. I believe that.
When you perjure your office?
That's right. I didn't see that out there. But the minute I hit on one of their topics, then all of a sudden I'm a bigot, I'm a hater. Listen, if your name is Jerry Sandusky, you belong in jail, at least in jail.
That's right.
That's my objective.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to call me a bigot for that, have at it. Bigot Bradley. I'm right here. But you got to put it into the context, and that's what you fail to do, media.
Yep.
Without fail.
And for what? Again, it's a great example. You're protecting a generation.
Totally.
So in that context, and people spin it out. But
and who are combating me? Kids, these older people that were never subjected to the things that kids are subjected to today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy.
They're living in a different world, like you said in the beginning, the generation gap. And you have that within parties, without a parties. And you have that ultimately in this culture. When I go to this college campus, for example, these kids are in a different world. They're literally in the middle of, and a great example of this, they're in the middle of a super ultra-conservative city. And in the middle of that, all these kids are screaming liberals. How does that work? They're literally blocks away from civilization.
It shows you who's doing their job.
Exactly. What's going on in the campus? We sat down today with a whole handful of students and got to pass out flyers and literature and stuff like that. And you get a mixed bag, but what you find is most of the kids that react negatively are the kids that have been fed misinformation that don't actually know why. And then ultimately what they do, and this is what happens with any society like politicians, when they're pointing the finger at one person, you see there's three pointing back at them or four or however the analogy goes. Those same people that are accusing the righteous for doing what is right are doing what they're accusing
That's right.
them of doing.
That's right.
I had a guy this morning came up and said, oh, you hate people, you know, you blah, 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 blah. starts swearing at me, screaming down the hall, you know, you this or that. And I said, I'm right here. You're the one leaving.
Understanding, compassionate.
Totally. I've got my little boy on my lap. He's
rational.
3 years old.
Yeah.
And this guy's screaming and swearing at the top of his lungs. And I said, I'm right here. I'm willing to engage in a dialogue with you. You're not dialoguing with me. You're accusing me of doing something that you're doing right now.
They don't want the facts because facts don't work.
That's right.
For their agendas,
yeah,
and that's the problem.
And that's those that are up on the way tops.
Yeah.
There is some of these kids, though, that really can be let out of this maze because they really are seeking for the truth. They are misled. And when you can lay it down, you can dialogue with them,
they
come out of it and they understand. I saw one this morning, was dead set against anything going on in St. Cloud. By the end of the day, and I saw his heart, he was misled. His heart was he wanted to protect certain people. And it has nothing to do with a certain class of people or their sexual orientation, by the way. But a certain group of people. And then when he found out, when understanding came
sure,
to this person.
Brad?
Yeah. No, I really am in this case. When it came to a full understanding, he got behind it, but his heart was still there. He's a protector. And so because he got fed the right information, now he protected the right thing.
That's right.
And that's what happened. And so that's going to continue to happen, folks. And the more that, you know, whatever opponent, you can't even say the left or the right in this particular case, the more that they bombard with, the more truth is going to come up and the more dialogue is going to come up and the more people are going to get the record set straight.
You know why the liberals report, like, for example, when I go after the GOP? Because they're tired of the GOP acting holier than thou without correcting themselves.
Right.
And they're tired of it.
And we got
that. And I don't blame them.
Yep.
I don't blame them.
Yep.
I mean, they're sitting there telling everybody else what they should do, and yet they themselves got a stinking beam stuck in their eye.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, multiple beams. I mean, even their morality would make a Democrat blush in some instances.
Yeah.
And so no wonder you're in the position, not because somebody else did it or not because, well, you know, that got a little too religious or you're standing a little too strong in the moral issues. No, it's because you failed the moral issues.
I thought like when you do a good job somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought like the exactness of obedience is what your employer's looking for.
Yeah. That you work really hard and that you don't need to be told what to do.
I mean, let's go back to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah.
How many hours do they spend on their shoes to represent those that have fallen?
Gosh,
8 hours just for their shoes, friends. What about their little bars that they put on their coats and their sword and their helmet and their weight, everything about them?
Yeah.
And by the way, this is all voluntary.
That's right.
I thought perfectness was in the exactness of the obedience, not outside of that.
Yep.
Wow, don't be too... Can you imagine me going to those that are guarding the Tomb of the Unknown? Hey, guys, take it easy, man. Just come on, slip every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because when you slip once in a while, at least you make me look better. I know, but wait a second, sir. This is about honoring those that have died for us so we, you know, have what we have today. Well, that doesn't matter. I don't care about that. Listen, just quit doing that. And by the way, don't shine your shoes for 8 hours anymore. Because I only spend about 5 minutes on mine, and I spit, by the way. You know, and I wear my hat cocked to the side. Don't wear yours straight. No, I mean, seriously, they would rather have you demeaned to their level. They want you to fall to their level, shoot for the floor, so then they can look better than you. And that's baloney. How foolish to commend ourselves one amongst another. Yeah. Christ is the standard. Man is not.
Yep. Yeah. And the question is why would you come up to somebody and ask them to lower their standard? It's obvious because you're not willing to live up to the standard yourself. Ritchie Auditorium tonight, St. Cloud. You want to be there. It's at the St. Cloud State University campus. Ritchie Auditorium, it's the big auditorium in the campus. You see, the band starts at 7 p.m.
Am I going?
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Nobody told you.
I'm the lightning rod, right?
You got it. Lightning rod, good word.
Yes.
7 o'clock, folks. We want to see you there tonight.
Yes.
Okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.